recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
And broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games.
With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes,
Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to reach out? Text in on 0420 626 733.
You're listening to Zed Games. My name is Evie, and I'm here with...
Granny!
Yo-yo!
It's just us.
It's just two. Woo. It's just two announcers in the studio of 4ZZZ this week as we sort of come through a Brisbane lockdown period. Originally, it was just going to be me on my own, so
yeah,
I'm glad they... I'm glad that they gave me somebody. So, especially Rani. Everyone else is jealous because I picked you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me just being first to answer in the Discord.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with first in, first serve. None of that around here. We've got actually a pretty awesome episode lined up. We've got the weekend gaming news as usual, and then we also have a incredible review that we've been hanging on to for a long time. I've been waiting for Rani to review this, so that's probably the biggest reason you're in tonight.
Oh, please don't put any pressure on.
No pressure, no pressure. She's going to be reviewing Windbound.
Yeah.
Which is a Brisbane development and also local composer as well, so it's fantastic. It's totally local. And Rani will be checking that out. Later in the episode, I will be reviewing a totally different kind of game. It's a mobile game. Yeah, I don't really review mobile games very often, so this is kind of a special thing. I'll be reviewing a game called It's Literally Just Mowing. So
I wonder what it could be about.
Nobody knows. You'll find out later. but aside from that, how have you been, Rani?
I've been okay. I mean, you know how I spent the lockdown, because we spent the lockdown on Discord together for pretty much the entire time.
Yeah, for like 3/4 days.
I haven't had a solid gaming run like that in a while. where I like literally woke up, got on the computer, and then ate at the computer and then went to bed.
Unlocked achievements that meant playing for a certain amount of hours straight. Yeah,
yeah, I had my notifications pop up like, oh, you've been playing this game for 5 hours. And I was like, wow, is that really an achievement that they put in there?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they trying to like...
remind you to get off.
Shame me, yeah.
I think it was interesting because my first thought before the lockdown took place on Saturday, which then came through for to the Monday evening. On Friday, I was sort of like, what am I going to do with my time? And then I thought, maybe I could, you know, see what the team wants to do. Maybe we could all just jump in and play something together over the weekend. And then surely enough, Toby got me sucked back into World of Warcraft. I'm sure like half the audience listening right now are like, yay! And the other half are like, no! But I ended up playing pretty much... oh, I don't want to say, but it was 30 hours.
Yeah, so my Assassin's Creed hour clock thing, mind you, I spent like 10 hours also on The Sims, but Assassin's Creed I upped by 20 hours and The Sims was 10 hours.
Yeah.
So that is 30 hours.
That sounds about right.
All of that,
so 10 hours a day.
With you.
Hey,
in
we
the
had
Discord.
Fun. We had fun. It was great. We kept each other company. We kept each other hydrated as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, please drink water, take a break, go for a walk around the block, you know. It was good. It was
I even tried WoW for a little bit.
You did.
It wasn't my thing,
but
that's fine.
That's what free trials are for.
Exactly.
To test things out. Anyway, we're going to get straight into a cool segment that we usually do on Zed Games, which is listen to the week in gaming news. So let's do that.
This week in gaming news. Awesome Games Done Quick raises $2.7 million for cancer charity. The week-long celebration, displaying the best and funnest parts of speedrunning and a speedrunning community, has managed to raise a whopping $2.7 million US for the cancer charity Prevent Cancer Foundation. Speedrunning is a practice of completing a game as quickly as possible, using exploits, clever tricks, and community cooperation to come with the quickest and most efficient route. For 10 years, Awesome Games Done Quick has been running, with elaborate speedruns being streamed online 24/7 for the duration of the week, with all donations going directly to charity. Games on the lineup for this event included Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Echo the Dolphin, Silent Hill 3, and several more, providing a wide array of speedruns for viewers to watch and for speedrunners to zoom through. Riot and Bungie file lawsuits against cheat makers. Riot Games and Bungie have teamed up to file a joint lawsuit targeting a cheat maker who has created cheats and hacks for the video games Valorant and Destiny 2. The alleged cheat maker, Cameron Santos, allegedly runs a number of business ventures that take part in the development, distribution, and sale of cheats and hacks for the games. Some of these cheats are said to include auto-aim software and reveal enemy locations, giving cheaters an unfair advantage in these games, which have a strong multiplayer community and many player versus player activities. The success of Destiny 2 and Valorant depends on them being enjoyable and fair for all players. Santos' cheating software has caused both Riot and Bungie to suffer irreparable damage to their goodwill and reputation, reads the lawsuit. The most prominent offender is his business, Gator Cheats, which claims to sell high-quality cheats and services for the most popular games on the market. Time will tell as the lawsuit progresses, although Riot Games and Bungie have demanded that Gated Cheats and other cheating software be shut down, with payment for alleged damages. Apple removes 39,000 games from the App Store in China. Titles removed from the App Store in China includes Assassin's Creed Identity and NBA 2K20, with the purge reportedly being the result of strict licensing regulations by Chinese authorities and are being enforced by Apple. Apple has given publishers a mid-2020 deadline to obtain the appropriate license, which would allow them to release and support games that use in-app purchases, and had extended the deadline to the end of December last year. However, many companies failed to meet the deadline, resulting in 46,000 apps being affected, with 39,000 of those being video games. That's it this week in gaming news.
Thank you so much there, Zara, for your update on the week in gaming news. Those cheaters, they've been totally taken out.
I think that's the news that I like woke up to this morning, like when my phone was like, here's news that might interest you. I think that was it.
Yeah, Riot and Bungie teaming up. Who would have thought?
Lawsuits all around, apparently, as well.
What other lawsuits have you heard of?
Well, there was that one with Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, you know, it seems to be the trend right now.
There's also the exciting news of Lucasfilms Games.
Yes.
So it's looking like the Star Wars company that makes Star Wars, let's go with that to keep it simple, Lucasfilms are now branching into games. And that's quite fascinating because essentially what's going to be happening is they're going to either be branching not just into Star Wars, even though I think that's what a lot of people are expecting.
Yeah.
But they've also just said that there is an Indiana Jones game. Yes, in the works.
So, I saw that one.
So yeah, pumped.
Lucasfilms is still owned by Disney, isn't it? Yes. So I mean, hopefully that means some good things in terms of the people approaching these games as well.
It does. It can also mean that they could totally trash beautiful treasures. So they've got to tread carefully. I'm excited to see how it goes, though. I know that Paul seems to think it's quite interesting. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I do find it kind of funny that they've called it Lucasfilms Games.
Yeah.
But I guess you can't really check. Lucasfilms is like iconic.
It is the company name, but it just sort of sounds like they're saying that he films games. Like he's standing there with a video camera filming you gaming or whatever.
Damn it, Lucas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Lucasfilms Games. All right, then. That's
it's like
fine.
It's like a Twitch handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how about that charity?
Yeah,
2.7 million.
That's a lot of cash for Prevent Cancer Foundation. So
yep.
That's fantastic work to anyone who may have participated or watched or donated to the awesome games done quick over the long weekend or even before then. Thanks so much for doing that. You've supported a huge cause, and every year they run the Games Done Quick, so don't worry, you will have another opportunity to check out all of the speedrunners' records and also opportunities if you are a speedrunner to try and beat some.
And then there are also countless other sort of events like this running on Twitch. Like, they're always happening. People are always trying to raise money for something.
You could probably just go to twitch.tv and type in speedrun.
Yep.
And you'll find something. Not my kind of thing, but it is impressive what people can do in short periods of time. I mean, I've impressed myself by spending 30 hours playing games in 3 days.
Yes, it has been.
I was doing my part, you know, staying at home, munching on snacks, playing games. You have a review.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What game?
It's called Windbound.
Yeah.
And I was really excited about Windbound when we saw the trailer for it.
I've been excited for you to review this for so long.
I know.
So I'm pumped.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just get into it.
Yeah, do it.
Windbound is a survival RPG adventure game by developer Five Live Studios. This is a game that I have been incredibly excited for since the initial release trailer, and it's taken me a while to do this review, and I'm going to apologize for that, but I really wanted to pay attention to it. I pretty much played nothing else the days surrounding Windbound, and I had so much trouble with my computer a little while ago, so I couldn't even get it going for a while. Firstly, I want to discuss how gorgeous it is. Like,
yeah.
It is stunning. The art style is beautiful, and it's pretty much the thing that draws me to games anyway. Like, when I look at it and it looks pretty, I'm like, okay, I have to go play it.
Don't judge a book by its cover, you know, but then you see, like, all
but
the pretty stuff.
But then you judge
like,
a book by its cover, yeah. But if you imagine Zelda Wind Waker and then The Breath of the Wild as well, that's Windbound. Like,
right.
In terms of blending the art styles, but then also in terms of gameplay itself, it's pretty much what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's rated for ages 12 and up, because you do have to kill things. But it makes a lot of sense, because you play as Kara, she's a lone traveler, she has to hunt, gather, and craft, and survive. So it is sort of brutal, probably not suited for, like, kids. And the game has a really
big kids.
Yeah, only big kids. Like, roughly 1,000 fish kids.
Yeah.
The game has a steep learning curve when it comes to combat, and actually just how you play the game anyway, which I found really, really frustrating from, like, an accessibility point of view. It didn't walk me through much of anything.
Right.
It does have tutorials that pop up on the screen for you, but that's... If you're playing, like I was playing on PC, I don't know what it would have been like on Switch, which is kind of how I wanted to play it because of the whole Breath of the Wild spin and similarity. But you pick from two different play styles, Adventurer and Survivalist. So I've been playing on Adventurer mode to focus on enjoying scavenging, crafting, cooking, hunting, whatever. And the bonus with adventure mode is that when you die, and you will die, you get to keep all of your stuff when you respawn. In survival mode, you lose most of your items, and you're sent back to the very first level, and you lose your boat.
Ouch!
Yeah. So you retain the items in your held items slots, but that's it. So I would have found that really frustrating as a player, especially since I died 3 times in the first level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a bit brutal there.
It is.
Right.
It is brutal. I said steep learning curve. It's a steep learning curve. It does take time to learn how to play it. And there are some guides online. Like, if you look on Steam, there are some helpful tutorials and stuff out there. So I think that, you know, younger players or players with cognitive disabilities might struggle a bit more with it, and it doesn't have any accessibility menu.
Mm-hmm.
So that does lead me to my next point of discussion. Gameplay isn't that straightforward. It took me about half an hour of gameplay before I realized that there were actually objectives and a bit of a story that was happening. There aren't other characters that you really interact with in the first couple of hours or so, which means that there isn't a massive need for subtitles. But as a player who is hard of hearing, I was disappointed when some enemies were too easily able to sneak up on me. I had no idea what was going on until the battle music was playing and half my health was gone. You can't remap your PC controls, and I'm unsure if you can do this on other consoles.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't necessarily classify this as a wholly disability-friendly game. And when I say the enemy snuck up on me, I mean, like a saber-toothed tiger or something literally had knocked my health bar down before I even realized what was going on. So there is one mechanic that is really cool and really frustrating, and it's that each time you die and respawn, you're sent to a different set of 3 islands. So the objectives are the same, but the way it's laid out is different.
Okay.
And the resources on each island are completely different as well. They all serve pretty much the same purpose. You look for shrines and collect keys while trying to upgrade your boat, which is a lot of fun. crafting is a big part of the game, which is another reason I really adore Windbound, because I love the sense of accomplishment that comes from collecting parts for items and then seeing them done. Like, if you ever watch me play an RPG like Skyrim or something, I kill everybody and take all their stuff. Like, that's just my thing. That's how I play. I'm a little bit more chaotic than people would think.
Loot, 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 monster!
But I'd like to see more opportunities for furthering your storage quicker. Like, I was filling up my 7 slots of storage really, really quickly, and that's with a bag. And then not a lot of the game mechanics are actually explained to players, and there are some little side quests that should help you feel the world is a little bit bigger. I'm missing the jerky I left cooking on an island in level 1 because I can't go back to it. So, like, cooking is a fun part of the game because you have to eat to survive, and you will slowly starve to death if you don't eat to survive.
Right, okay.
So cooking was a big part of this game that I really loved because I love cooking in video games, and it's something about Assassin's Creed that I really hate, is that I can't cook all the yummy food that's on screen.
No.
But... So I enjoy cooking and crafting. So adventure mode is good. Survival mode looks pretty brutal. I watched some videos on it, and oh man, some of the monsters that you're up against, which you're up against in both modes, just in adventure, they're a little bit less aggressive towards you. They're terrifying. They're like actual like building sized monsters, you know. Mm-hmm. And there are, like, little pig, like, wild pigs running around. And if you kill the piglet, you anger the mom. And then so it comes after you and they hit hard. Because they just throw their entire body at you.
You don't want to mess with someone's mom?
Nah. But Windbound can be played on PC, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox. So you can find it on pretty much anything. And I would encourage you to. It's a local game. It's still well done. You just have to be prepared for the fact that you're gonna have to think about what to do and how you want to play it. There aren't time issues though, so you can just hang around and collect grass and build ropes and slings and cook food if you want.
It seems to be a game that has quite a lot of mixed reviews because there's like some people really love the experience and other people have really gone, this is too challenging for me.
Yeah.
So I guess it is an acquired taste. But all credit to Five Live Studios, the developers, for this incredible art style. It is quite unique in its own way because it's kind of a combination of, like you said, that Breath of the Wild feeling, but more like pastel nature sort of painted strokes sort of feeling. Like a oil paint.
It does. It definitely gives you that like oil paint or water paint, watercolor kind of thing going on. Yeah.
And that's probably like its biggest draw. And because it's so pretty and it kind of sets you up to think that it might be like an easy experience.
It does.
But in actual fact, it turns out to be a little bit more challenging than that. So be prepared. If you are to pick up Windbound. It was released on the 28th of August 2020, so it's still a relatively new release as far as games are.
Yeah.
So you can pick that up pretty much, just on the same platforms that Rani was saying a bit before, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, you can even get on Google Stadia if you, for some reason, have that, Xbox One and Microsoft Windows. So, check that out. You're listening to Zed Games. My name is Evie, and I'm hanging out in studios with Rani.
Woo!
And we've been having a fun episode thus far. We've got another, half an hour to go-ish. But I am going to give you a review.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Two reviews in one day.
Two reviews in one episode. What's happening? I mean, we're a video game show. We talk about all things video games, gaming news, gaming community culture, all that sort of stuff. So I guess it's not that surprising that I'm going to discuss a video game now, but for those of you who don't know, it might actually be a surprise.
Toby seems surprised.
I'm getting a message from Toby here saying that he's shocked. I'm actually going to be reviewing a mobile game, so I'm going to jump straight into this one. So this game, it's called It's Literally Just Mowing. That's the name of the game. It's developed by Protostar, which is Dean Lodes and Matt Knights. So it's two people. It's published by Protostar as well. And the music is also by the same guys. Its platforms is the mobile. So it's Android and Apple. And it was released on the 27th of February 2020. So it's been a little while. It's been out for a little bit. And genre-wise, it's a mowing simulator. That's pretty much the only way I can describe it.
I'm downloading it now.
You do it. It's free. It's a free mobile game. So I'd just like you to imagine with me for a minute. It's a Sunday morning, and you finally get to sleep in. You're all snug like a bug in a rug, nice and warm in your little blanket cocoon. And then you hear it, the sound that we all love. That's right. That's a lawnmower. The blasted neighbors are mowing their lawn. Don't you hate that? But don't worry. It's literally just mowing this video game on your phone is so much more relaxing than waking up to your neighbors clipping grass at 7 o'clock on a Sunday. In this magical mowing world, mowing lawns isn't loud, isn't sweaty, it's not even sticky, itchy, or dirty. It's none of that. Surprisingly, the developers of Literally Just Mowing, Protostar, have made a game that is quite relaxing and almost meditative. I know you must be thinking this is weird given that summer in Australia means you end up having to start mowing the lawns straight after you finish mowing the lawns. But not in this game. This mowing simulation game is very much set in North America, and you get to use ride-on mowers, which makes for a much easier experience, even in real life. It's Literally Just Mowing is set in multiple different landscapes, varying from community areas and courtyards to mostly just different people's yards. Starting with a brief tutorial that is very easy to follow, you begin your journey of mowing the yard of your very first street, getting the luxury of not only mowing their lawns, but also gathering lots of different collectibles, such as cats, birds, bugs, and other cute backyard critters. You'll know that you can catch something in the backyard by tapping on white glowing orbs that hover across your screen. For each animal or object that you find, they are worth a certain number of gems. So there's common collectibles that are worth less than rare ones, which you can spend on unlocking different types of toolboxes. Each toolbox will contain things or the opportunity to win upgrades for your mower, including the driver's look. You can even pimp out your rims. That's right, this game contains microtransactions, ads, and loot boxes. Like most free-to-play games, there needs to be some mechanic where the developers can actually make money. Gems can cost a dollar for 500, or you can spend up to $50 on 32,000. But don't stress, you don't actually have to spend money if you don't want to. The idea is to, you know, monitor that sort of thing. So don't stress though, these microtransactions don't take away anything from the overarching gaming experience. It's Literally Just Mowing focuses primarily on creating a soothing, even mindless experience. You sit on your mower, swiping up, down, left, and right around any overgrassy patch to see if it can all be snipped away, and that's pretty much the gist of it. During Christmas, when I actually started playing It's Literally Just Mowing, they did have an update where you could suck up snow that had fallen and taken over the yard. There are 74 different collectible items in the game that aren't just backyard critters, but also old lawnmower blades, seats, tires, and other parts that come in like multiple different color schemes. From a sound perspective, It's Literally Just Mowing is super chill. And from the pause menu to the sounds on the fuller mower, everything has a very gentle hum. You can hear the sounds of the busy suburban neighborhood, birds chirping, and the wind blowing through the trees. Honestly, if you're one of those people that find the sound of rain or white noise calming or soothing, the sounds of this game will lull you into a relaxed state. Overall, It's Literally Just Mowing is a game where you get to zone out. If you can get past microtransactions and ads, you won't be disappointed. This is the first time I felt so calm mowing, and I guess that's because I wasn't actually mowing, which is the great magic of simulation games, which are all about feeding you the reward of doing a task minus the real-world effort. There are many other mowing simulation games on the App Store, but I have to say, after playing this one, I don't feel the need to look any further for my ride-on gardening needs. So yeah, it's pretty good.
I love it. I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, it's quite, it's not just soothing, but it's also super simple, right? So the idea of the game, more or less, is to relax and to just do something that doesn't require a lot of brain power, as far as I'm concerned, because it's you're literally swiping up left and right, like actually, to go over a patch of grass until it's all completely mowed. I'm one of those people that are a bit like a completionist, so it was really satisfying to me to like finally snip that last tiny little patch of grass, and then it was like all clean, and then it'd all be make all the shiny tingly sounds, and I'd be like, yes. So it's all very much playing off the dopamine rush in your brain. But I'm totally into it. And if you're into something that maybe is good to play on the bus or in some sort of, you know, if you're just in a situation where you're like, I just want to pick up my phone and do something, you can play. It's literally just mowing. It's a great way of just going, you know what, I'm just going to do this for a little bit because it's kind of cathartic. But yeah, it's a great overall experience. Can recommend. Check
Definitely
it out.
Definitely recommend this.
It's on the App Store. It's also on the Google Play Store. You're listening to Zed Games. My name is Evie, and I'm hanging out in the studio with Rani. You've caught us at the end of the show this evening.
Aww.
I know.
I always get sad when it's the end.
Because we have to leave.
I know. I just want to talk video games for hours and hours and hours.
We could. I mean, we played them for hours.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, one thing that we haven't really ever mentioned in the news is that EB Games is doing a sale at the moment.
It sounds surprising. It sounds like you're being sarcastic because I feel like every time I walk past an EB Games store, it's sales, like always sales signs.
Weirdly enough, the EB Games near me I think it's too big for them to do that to the store. So they won't put up sale things all over the place.
That's Southside, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But because it's an EB Games Zing combined.
Right, right.
Thing. But you can pick up PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC games for $10 and under. So they have a select range there. I think you can get all the FIFA games up to 2020 for pre-owned for under $5 each of them.
Well, if you're looking for some cheap games to purchase after your holiday session, if you've got any money left from your holidays, you can have it at EB Games and do that. If you've liked anything that you heard from the show today, like Rani's Windbound review or even the news, you can head over to the Zed Games Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU to check out everything. It's where we upload the podcast. It's also where we put our written reviews. And it's also where we post bazillions of memes. So if you like gaming memes and all sorts of other gaming related stuff, go check it out at ZEDGamesAU. But yeah, that's it from us today.
It is.
I've had a pleasure with you, Rani, today. It's been great. Amazing.
Good to see you in person.
In the flesh, yes. All right, we're out of here. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games.
If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify.
Or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU.
See you next time.